Succession number 10743, Rule 5.
Yes, with regard to the Mark 14, I had the mortification some time after we'd been using it to be on an RAF, an American aerodrome, and as a courtesy showing one or two of the aircrew round our plane in return for seeing theirs. And I heard this man look at our bomb having looked at our bomb sites, say, "I guess we've given you one of our bomb sites there, haven't we? That's our P1. I soon disillusioned him about where the bomb site had come from. But it really was, as far as I know, the best bomb site of the war. I don't know how long it went on after the war, but I know it was in existence even then.
Were the bomb sites easy for you to use as a bomb ammo?
Yes. The only problem was you had to, of course, when running up on the target, because we only had a limited amount of blower, I think was the term, you either operated the automatic pilot, George, through this mechanism, or the bomb site. So 20 minutes before the target, if the pilot hadn't already taken George out, you had to remember to switch on, otherwise the gyros would not be working sufficiently hard to pick the bomb site up, because the glass plate would fall to one side when not in use.